Good morning, and happy Feast of the Ascension. The Feast of the Ascension was actually this past Thursday. It's a feast that is always celebrated 40 days after Easter, and that was this past Thursday. But like many congregations gathering, we usually take that feast and celebrate it on Sunday, the Sunday after Ascension Thursday. It's interesting in the liturgical year that a feast like the Ascension, which I think is a pretty significant feast, falls on a weekday, on a Thursday. It's interesting. You know, most great feasts of the church fall on Sundays. We celebrate them on Sundays. Obvious ones, Easter is Easter Sunday, celebrated on a Sunday. The Feast of Pentecost, which we'll be celebrating next Sunday, is on a Sunday. The following Sunday will be Trinity Sunday. There are other feasts, Christ the King Sunday. These feasts are always celebrated when the larger community is gathered together on Sunday. But the Ascension is on a Thursday. So I began thinking to myself, can you think of other great feasts that are celebrated not necessarily on a Sunday? The most obvious one is which? Christmas, the Feast of the Incarnation. Christmas is celebrated on a date, December 25th. And whatever day of the week December 25th is, we celebrate Christmas. Sometimes it falls on a Sunday, but not always. I sat with those two images in my mind this past week as I was preparing to share some thoughts with you this morning. These two great feasts, Christmas and the Ascension, I might want to call the weekday feasts, are almost, I guess you could almost say they are almost like bookends to a story. And I want to share some thoughts with you this morning with that, with maybe that image in mind, these two bookend feasts of Feast of Christmas, the Incarnation, and Ascension, Ascension Thursday, which we celebrate today on Sunday. Think about this. What are we celebrating at Christmas, the Feast of the Incarnation? We are celebrating the fact that this Christ, who is from the beginning, the Scriptures tell us that this Christ was with the Creator, with, as Scripture sometimes says, with the Father in heaven as creation happened. As John's Gospel says, in the beginning was the Word, meaning the Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning. And so the Feast of the Incarnation is this feast of the Christ who from all time enters into creation, is incarnated, made flesh, enfleshed in creation, and walks among us, walks in our midst. And the Incarnation is a celebration of that great implosion of the Christ into creation. And so Christ walks with us, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ, who shows us how to live, who shows us, as I've always said, not necessarily what does it mean to look, to be holy, what does it mean to be spiritual. Remember, what I've always felt is we are spiritual beings. Just by being born, we are spiritual beings. We are the ones in creation who search for meaning. All of us do. And it's that search for meaning that is the spiritual sense in each of us. That's a part of who we are. Jesus the Christ didn't need to introduce us to that. But I believe what Jesus the Christ came to walk among us and show us is what it means to be human. What it means to be human. What does our humanity look like as we enter into this spiritual search for meaning? How do we do this human thing? And all through Scriptures, we see Jesus showing us that. Jesus is continually showing those his followers who walk with him what that can look like. What our humanity can look like. As Jesus reaches out to the poor, reaches out to the sick, reaches out to the outcasts, reaches out to those at the perimeters of society, reaches out and builds community with those he loves and those he cares for. There's no limits There's no limits to this humanity. There's no limits to this reaching beyond ourselves and touching each other and looking into each other's faces, looking into each other's eyes, looking into the suffering, looking into the struggles, looking into the despair, looking into the love, looking into the care that surrounds us. Jesus modeled that for us and calls us to that. And so powerful was that looking into the eyes of others. It led to Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. So challenging was that to the humanity of his time that it led him to the cross. And so he is a model for us of what we're called to be. Yes, even as it leads to suffering and challenge in our lives, perhaps even death, as we reach and look into each other's eyes and change this world. So Christmas was that celebration of this Christ coming among us in a little child, a little infant, who will show us what life is meant to look like by the creating God. So today we gather to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. If I could look at this as like bookends. So the Feast of the Ascension is the celebration of Jesus having suffered, died, been raised from the dead. And now the image that's used, we are a people, we're human, we need images. This image of Jesus ascending into heaven as this Jesus the Christ came into this creation, came down from heaven. The ascension is Jesus the Christ ascending to heaven, ascending to fullness with the Creator, as the scripture says, with his Father in heaven. The ascension. I don't know about you, but I've seen paintings of the ascension trying to capture this image that's given to us, particularly in that reading we heard from the Acts of the Apostles this morning. It's an interesting kind of image which we may be familiar with, but we may have an image in our mind. It's this image of Jesus ascending into heaven. Years ago, I saw this piece of art, a painting, if you can picture this. And if you think of looking at this painting, the top frame had... It looked, in some ways it looked a little odd, but it had these 2 feet hanging from the top of the frame in the painting, meant to be the feet of Jesus. That's all you saw, were the feet of Jesus, not the rest of the body, trying to capture that sense of ascending. But the dominant scene of the picture were those followers of Jesus who are standing there together, looking up, just standing there, all of them gathered together, gathered around, looking up as Jesus ascends into heaven. Wondering, questioning, what is the meaning of this? We are the ones who search for meaning. We are those spiritual beings. What is Jesus, the Christ, leaving us? What is happening? And the anxiety or the fear that must have overcome them as they look upward. Where is he going? The painting kind of captures that. And our story today says that as they stand there looking at the sky, looking up into the heavens, it says 2 men robed in white, oftentimes thought of as angels, say to them, this is one of my favorite lines from Scripture, says to them, why do you stand here looking up at the heavens? Other translations say, why do you stand here looking at the sky? Challenging them. I've often said to myself on this Feast of the Ascension that the angels are saying something very significant to us. Why do you stand here looking at the skies? Sometimes it's a lot easier to look at the skies than it is to do what Jesus did, to look at each other, to look into the eyes of each other. Why do you stand here looking at the sky? Jesus isn't leaving you, but inviting you and challenging you to live into the life that this Christ walked with you. You are now called to live in that life, to look into the eyes of each other, to look into the eyes of those who suffer, look into the eyes of those on the edge of society, look into the eyes of the sick, look into the eyes of the poor, look into the eyes of those you love, look into the eyes of those who love you. Look into the eyes of your children. Look into the eyes of your parents and your grandparents. Look into the eyes of your friends. And see and connect and be a people united together. Live that life that Jesus lived. Don't just stand there looking at the sky, but look at each other and live into this wondrous life that Jesus challenged us to live as we go forth. Friends, during this time of this pandemic, I really believe this Feast of the Ascension can be such a powerful message to us. Such a powerful message to us. You know, what one of the things I've come to realize is that this pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic, has done many things to us, but it has so made us see the cracks in our society. It has opened up the crevices and the weaknesses of our lives together. We're being forced to see it. Our eyes are almost being invited to see. To see what it seems when we're back in the normal was okay. But this pandemic is opening us and challenging us. In some ways, I would say, to be people of the ascension who look into the eyes of each other, to look into the eyes of the world around us, look into the eyes of not only those we share our lives with, but those beyond us. We have to have that kind of sight. We have to have that kind of vision as we go forward as a people, as we go forward into creating a world that is different from what was normal, but a world that is different, a world that tries to heal and bring wholeness to where there has been such pain and suffering. And we need to look in each other's eyes as we struggle, as the anxiety that we're surrounded with, sometimes the despair, the loss of hope, the fear of losing jobs, the fear of our society and our culture. We live with that daily as we're either quarantined or living within the smaller world that we've been invited to consider. But we need to look at each other. We need to connect with each other and be a people with each other. And I think that's one of the things that we're challenged and invited to do during this time. You know, as we go forward into creating what oftentimes people are talking about, opening the economy. You know, the ancient word, the ancient Greek meaning of the word economy, and it was used in theology as well, was it has a sense of the management of the household. The management of the household. That's what the word economy from the Greek means. And as we go forth as a people, as we look into each other's eyes, as we connect with folks perhaps we hadn't in the past, we need to go forth and build an economy, build a world that cares for the whole household of God's created world, that is a household of oneness, a household that we are united together in this journey we walk together. And may we find ways, and these are tough, these are challenging times, and I think this is something that we as a people of faith can be a part of. As Bishop Curry reminds us, we are members of the Jesus movement. A movement that began 2,000 years ago, but a movement that continues. A movement that calls us to new ways of life, new ways of being, new ways of connecting and seeing each other and living in community and making a difference in this world. Why do you stand here looking at the sky? Friends, we have things to do. We have ministry to do. We have work to do, and we here at St. Paul's, even now, are doing those kinds of things. As folks gather to provide food in our neighborhood apartments, as we gather to serve and care for one another, as we look to create new possibilities in Wake County through the work we're doing with the Wake County Commissioners, we continue to try to create a better world, a world where perhaps as we walk forward, we can all flourish. Flourish into the life that God calls us to. Flourish into the life that Jesus walked among us. It's not just a dream. It's a possibility. And we can do this. We can do this. Let us walk together, eye to eye, seeing what we see together, and going forth and making a difference in this world.